So, I actually want to start the show with the lion face, lemon face, since we're actually in person. So, let's do it. Lion face, rawr! Lemon face, ooh! Lion face, rawr! Lemon face, rawr! So funny actually seeing you do that. All right, let's get this thing started.
Midnight movie night.
The Midnight Movie Nights, two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work podcast about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today is Sunday, May 4th, 2014. It's Star Wars Day! Oh wow, I really shouldn't do that, but I'm gonna leave it in.
Very good.
Yeah, we can be found on Twitter at Movie Nights Pod, Movie Nights or MidnightMovieNights.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and Blubbery. But you were going to cut me off and talk about, you know, like you forgot the email. But
well,
yeah.
You did forget the email.
Yeah, I know. Well, this time I didn't. I forgot it the first time that we tried to record, but I didn't reset the microphone settings and. Yeah, we had to recalibrate a few things,
yeah,
so we're doing this again.
We're midnightmovienights
at gmail.com, yeah. I think. Yeah, yeah. It actually might help if I put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
But, oh well. So, we had a first earlier, well, we've had many firsts this week.
Ooh.
Yeah. On, what was it, Thursday night? We watched Man of Steel in person and we live streamed it. There were a couple of mistakes made, like forgetting to archive it, at least at first. And
yeah, you know, there's 20 minutes gone.
Yeah, 20 to 30 minutes. But it took a little experimentation with the microphone and everything to get it working, but it was a lot of fun. And by the end of it, just having live reactions on Twitter and everything, that it was kind of fun, and we went to some strange places with Judge Funky Boy.
Some I don't even want to think about. It was a good test though.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It really was. We ended up talking about so many other movies other than the one that we were actually watching, which was kind of weird, but
I lost count of all the references for different movies we went through.
Yeah, there were just there were so many to choose from. Okay, so this is pretty cool. We are in Logan, Utah right now.
In the same room,
and we haven't killed each other yet.
We still got 24 hours before we leave, right?
No, we really only have about 17
okay.
or so.
We'll see how things go by
yeah,
then.
Yeah. I mean, well, there's still more opportunities. You don't leave until Tuesday morning, so there could be a corpse by then.
Oh, that's true. Wait, whose?
I don't know. We'll roll a die and. And if it's over 10, it's me. If it's under 10, it's you, I guess.
All right, I'm for under 10.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so, yeah, that was our nice little trip down memory lane slash where we are currently. Yeah.
It was a long trip.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
We do have to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, but let's save it for the pod.
Okay.
I mean the segment, you know. Because,
right.
Yeah, that's actually in the show notes.
We were potting,
but... wait, what?
I was going to say, yeah, we are potting right now, but okay.
Yeah, we'll save it, you know, a little bit towards the end. There's actually structure to the show notes today. It actually kind of follows an order, you know, like a chronological order, sort of.
A little bit.
Yeah. So, what are we listening to? Well, we're not listening to something yet, but there is an announcement to make. Starting on Thursday, May 8th at... Yeah, May 8th at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific, over at gabroadcaster.com, there's going to be a new show airing, and it's called Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle. I'm going to be doing a show on Gabnet, and the cat has been very, very influential in helping me figure things out, and I'll be working directly with Revelstoke Jim, and yeah, I'm excited. I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about some hashtag morons.
Okay.
Do you have any in particular? Because I'm going to try not to get too worked up, but...
I don't really have anything because I've been focused on getting to L.A. and then getting here.
Mm-hmm.
So I've ignored all the morons in my life, so...
Well, on Friday, it was very, very difficult for me to ignore the morons because I was behind the driver's wheel.
Okay, yeah, there were plenty there.
Oh, my gosh.
Talk about so many to choose from.
People just don't know how to drive on the highway. It is so annoying. You know, you get these people putt-putting in the left lane when solar traffic's supposed to move over to the right lane when you're on a two-lane highway and everything. It's just so annoying. And so many, I can't tell you how many times, even certain truckers were just sitting there blocking the lanes. It's like, what in the heck is going on? You know, if you got over into this lane, you're probably meaning to pass this other truck, but you guys are like neck and neck for 5 miles? Come on.
Some of them do that on purpose. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Just to screw with people. It's fun. I might do it if I drove.
No, it's annoying. It's annoying. And they're hashtag morons.
That's true.
I mean, they're not even going the effing speed limit.
You're on the road for so long, you need some kind of enjoyment. Screw with the people in the... Screw with the four-wheelers.
Except for when we were taking what was supposed to be an 11-hour drive, which we probably could have gone, done in 10 if it was possible to do it, straight through. So 10 hours plus some stops, but no. We left a little late. We hit some really bad traffic just outside of L.A., or maybe we were in San Bernardino at the time. It was right before we went through the mountain pass. And that set us back a little bit. We stopped over in Baker and went to Alien Fresh Jerky, and
we should post pictures of that.
Yeah. Well, I did take the picture of the what was it? Chocolate covered maple smoked bacon soda.
Yeah.
That I found. I mean, I see something maple, and just because of some of the jokes that Jim has made, anytime I see something maple, Jim comes to mind. And if it's a real, kind of out there one, I'll send him a picture.
That was out there.
Yeah. That soda was shockingly good. It's not something I'll probably ever have again, but I fully expected to hate it, and I didn't hate it.
Well, that's a good review. Didn't hate it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's an official Midnight Movie Nights review.
Maple,
bacon, smoke. Chocolate covered whatever soda. Didn't hate it. Yeah. Also picked up some Colon Cleaner beef jerky. Can't wait to try that one. With a name like Colon Cleaner, how can I resist trying it? I love spicy food. Yeah. Getting stuck stop showing me stuff while we're recording.
Well, I had to.
Yeah.
Just for that one.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll go down to Death Ray Comics for Netheads and get the live experience. Let's just get through our show real quick.
Okay.
We'll make it abbreviated.
That was my fault for showing that, but I just wanted to.
Yeah. Squirrel.
Something needed to distract you.
Well, reply to him, and I'll keep going off.
Very good.
Yeah. When we got stuck in the traffic, it set us behind, and that set us up to get stuck in the rush hour traffic in Las Vegas. So the total trip took us about 13 hours total. I want to say, or 13 to 14 hours, somewhere between there. It was long. We were exhausted by the time that we got in. But we are here in Logan, Utah now. And yesterday, now we're just moving on into the, moving on into Save It for the Pod. Yesterday, May the 3rd, was Free Comic Book Day. And, you know, we came out here to go to Death Ray Comics. And it was really, really awesome. You know, we got to hang out with Trent and Judge Funky Boy and Steve Kent and Will Kent. You know, Will was there for a little bit, but, you know, it was really cool.
Who else was there? You forgot Sherman? Ugh.
I thought because it was after May 3rd, you know, technically, our Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's, is now back on the table.
Oh, you thought I was going Thomas? No, I was going for Sherman. Sherman is a big dog.
Oh my gosh, yeah, he is. Oh, but he's a sweetheart.
Yeah, he's just walking around, meeting everybody.
Yep. Death Ray Comics is super awesome. Trent runs a really cool store, and you can tell that guy's just got it together.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell how much
he loves that place.
Yeah, he puts so much work into it, and there was live music last night. Yeah, we've been listening to the first band a little bit. They gave us their CD. I wasn't that big of a fan of the second band. Like, I can get into the kind of music that they were playing, but it was for that late at night, and it was definitely how would you classify that?
Loud and angry.
Yeah,
there was a lot of people jumping around. I'm not a fan of loud and angry.
I can get into it when I'm in the right mood.
Yeah, but if I'm in the right mood, yeah, I can get into it.
But yeah.
And being that close, enclosed, you know, and if it was a bigger place, probably, but being that enclosed in a space, that was loud.
Yeah, it was. But
I kind of wish we'd have heard the first one before. You know, they were leaving when we got there.
But. Yeah, they were playing while we were out getting dinner and everything. So, but it was really nice of them to give us their CD, and I gotta say, I'm kind of digging it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. It's very easy to listen to. It's pleasant music. I like pleasant music. But the collectibles that Trent has in Death Ray Comics, I'm pretty sure I spent more on.
Yeah, he probably doesn't have many left now.
Yeah. Yeah, I did a pretty good split on collectibles and comic books. So that was I had an absolute blast, and we're going to be going there in a little bit. Is there anything you want to add?
Just, you know, basically the same thing. I mean, we hung out there for a while. We went and got dinner and then came back, and it was a good place to hang out. I didn't feel, well, you know, I usually feel nervous about places, but being in there, it just felt like a nice place to hang out.
Yeah, and nice. we got to hang out with Judge Funky Boy for hours, and we met Dave, Judge Funky Boy's co-host for WPF. Got to talk to him for a bit. Hung out with Trent for a while. And then we came back over here, watched The Wrestler with Judge Funky Boy, and you know, just chatted, hung out with them, you know, even longer. It's very, very cool being here. And
it was great to listen to Judge Funky Boy talk about, you know, like he gave an education on his podcast about different, you know, just different words, you know, some of the jargon used in wrestling. And I would ask him questions about this or that, and he would like talk about some of the moves they were using, and it's just, mm-hmm. It was great.
Well, and talking about the general history and his ability to talk about that movie and everything, like how it was back in the, you know, back in the late 80s leading up to today, and talking about the corporate structure of these wrestling organizations and everything, and how the wrestlers are contractors, so they don't get insurance and stuff like that. So when they get injured, they have to pay for it themselves, and how the movie highlights that so well and everything. And, oh, just you can hear the passion in his voice. It was so great.
Yeah, he definitely knows what he's talking about there.
Yep.
And he's funny.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. The two of us, in the same room, that was pretty funny. There were a couple odd moments, just how far we took some of the gags, but. But yeah, just so much fun. You know, thanks for hanging out with us, Judge Funky Boy, and thanks for the theme music. Well, thank you again at the end. There's just so much happening. I can keep talking about this all day, and I'd probably repeat the same things over and over and over again. Just two thumbs way, way up. You know, massive didn't hate it's. All around.
the whole town seems pretty nice, too. You know, you're thinking it's Logan, it's Utah, and...
Yeah, we were I made the joke while we were driving up, like, you know, welcome to Logan, Utah, put a stick in your ass. But it's not like that at all. It's pretty laid back. It's a really cool town.
Yeah.
Although, the Chili's that we stopped at the other side of Utah... That was just weird. Like, our waitress would not look at me. It was the strangest thing. And everything, like, all of her interactions were through the cat.
Which was weird. Interact with anyone.
It was just so, so strange to experience that in person. But, yeah. So, we're here in Logan, Utah, you know. Came out for Free Comic Book Day. Just fantastic experience. I've had a blast hanging out with that fracking cat, you know, and hanging out with everyone. But like I said, I'm going to start saying the same stuff. So why don't we talk about our flick pick?
Okay.
Well, it was supposed to be The Wrestler. Judge Funky Boy was going to join us, but, you know, he wasn't feeling too well, and he had some family obligations earlier. So, it's Star Wars Day. Of course we picked Star Wars. We already watched it today.
Watched Star Wars. We almost got through with the Empire.
Yeah, and then we realized, oh my gosh, we haven't eaten. We better, you know, stop watching movies and go out and find some food. And, oh, Jimmy John's. That place was pretty good. We need more of those in Southern California. I'm jealous. There's only one out there in Southern California. It's in Pasadena, and that's just not that close to Anaheim. So
I've seen them in Texas, but I've never gone. They're too far away from me, but it was good. I liked it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. They had really funny signs up in the shop. That was great.
Good pickles. Well, they're real, like, you know, fresh pickles. They're not like something that's been sitting in a jar for 6 months. I mean, this is a full-on cucumber. Why am I talking about a pickle now? This,
yeah, we should be talking about Star Wars.
Yeah,
no, it was a lot of fun, and there were things within the movie. It reminded me of Revelstoke Jim's Canadian content, the trivia contest that Patrick and I did, and there were a couple things that came up. So at certain points, you know, we were stopping. And pausing the video and taking screenshots, or, well, not screenshots because we had it on the TV, but taking photos with the phone. Like one of the questions was which docking bay was the Millennium Falcon in, and there was some controversy around that. And so I took a picture of the subtitles, you know, clearly identifying it as docking bay 94, and there were a couple of the other number ones, like Princess Leia's cell, and, you know, where it was, you know, detention level 5 block, you know, AA-23, I think it was. I forget what the actual cell was, but it was just really fun going back through watching Star Wars again after having done that. I mean, Star Wars was my first science fiction movie. Yeah, at least that I can remember. It was my first, you know, it was my first love. That's really all it boils down to. And I got to watch it, you know, with that fracking cat, and we were joking back and forth about certain things, like when Leia kisses Luke on the cheek right before they swing over, and she's like, "For luck." And I was like, yeah, don't worry, buddy, you're gonna get a better kiss in Empire, and then you're gonna figure out that she's your sister. Oh,
yeah, threw up in my mouth a little. Happens every time I see Empire.
But they're from Naboo and Tatooine. Anything goes.
Especially Tatooine. It's on the Outer Rims, right?
Oh, I don't even want to go there. I'm going to start making dirty Star Wars jokes, and I really, really don't want to. But
I say go for it.
No, no. I mean, I really don't want to talk about the Outer Rim jobs, but... See, you can't see this, but he actually just turned his head away, and... Yeah.
I gotta say, it's weird sitting here.
It is.
In the same room.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're not even doing a very good job about talking about, you know, one of these formative movies and everything. I mean, who hasn't seen Star Wars? Who doesn't love Star Wars? If you don't love Star Wars, tell us about it at Movie Nights Pod on Twitter. And I'm pretty sure it's midnightmovienights@gmail.com. I haven't checked. I have it forwarding automatically. So... Yeah.
Always at least watch the first one. I know there's six movies and
the first three at least.
Yeah, the first three. You know, yeah. Star Wars, New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. You could probably do without watching the first three, you know, the prequels, but at least check those out.
Well, no, okay.
Love them or hate them.
All right, I'm going to go there. This is... People have problems with the Ewoks in Jedi and the Gungans, specifically Jar Jar, but also just Gungans in general in Phantom Menace. You know, I'm okay with those, actually. I have a very unpopular stance. You know what? Let's save it for when we actually watch Jedi and Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
You know, let's save it. Let's just stick directly, you know, just with Star Wars, because that's the one that you know, that was our flick pick. You know, we'll do Empire, we'll do Jedi eventually. But yeah, 1977. Yeah, I wasn't even born yet.
Wow.
So.
I had been born by then, so. I don't think I watched that one in the theater. The one I saw in the theater was Empire, but the first Star Wars, I didn't see it until it hit video.
See, I don't think VHS. I saw any of them in the theater, because Jedi came out when I was two.
Wow.
Which is why I love the Ewoks.
All right, I'll give you that. You were two, you didn't know better.
No, it that solidified my love of the franchise.
Well, that's good.
You know, Wicket was the most awesome character ever developed. You know, for a 2 to 3 year old. You know, I probably was three by the time that I really started to understand, you know, the storyline.
I
was so young. That drew me further into the fantasy. It helped to develop the fantasy. What was I trying to say? The franchise. I was trying to say the franchise. The Ewoks drew me into the franchise. And I still ended up talking about it.
Wicket was cool, though. I'll give you that. Wicket was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But...
Some of them... Seriously, though, I don't have any real problem with the Ewoks. Yeah, I don't think I could watch a full movie with the Ewoks. But...
Oh, come on. The Ewok adventure was great.
I saw it when it...
Mace and Sindel, come on.
Nah.
You're killing me. Oh, the second one, I agree. That wasn't a very strong movie, but the Ewok adventure, absolutely loved it.
I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch that one again. Just to see how it...
Do you know how hard that is to find?
I don't know.
Or at least the last time I looked for it, how hard it was to find.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't even find it on Amazon.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can find everything on Amazon.
I know. I really should have checked eBay, but yeah. Actually, what I should have done is when I saw it at Target, like, 10 years ago, I should have just bought it then.
Oh, yeah, I remember them.
They did do a re-release. You know what would be great? Is if, now that Disney owns the Star Wars franchise, if they re-release the theatrical...
Special? Oh, no.
I don't think anyone's ever going to re-release the holiday special. I've only seen parts of that, and you know, just stuff I've been able to find on YouTube, and yeah, that was a little awkward, but
B. Arthur still rocked in it.
See, I don't even remember B. Arthur. I don't think I saw that part of it. I remember seeing Chewbacca's family.
Yeah,
and that whole bit.
But no luck for the Ewok movie.
No, it would be great if Disney re-released the original trilogy in the theatrical, like the theatrical versions. The you know, where Han very clearly shoots first.
I do think I remember seeing that. Someone out there has the VHS, I know.
Yeah,
I'll find it.
Well, I mean, come on. When you know, we've got the special edition with us, and when you watch the special edition, there's the shots, but Greedo misses by, you know, he's supposed to be a bounty hunter, right?
He's like a foot.
And he's like 3 feet away, and he misses by a freaking foot. He's the worst shot ever. Either that, or Han shot him first, and he was busy keeling over, and that's why he missed. Come on. Okay. Stop insulting us. Just re-release the theatrical version. Get rid of that scene with Jabba, you know, talking to Han. Because yeah, I don't remember that being in there.
Well, it was shot, but
well,
you know,
well, Jabba it was actually shot. Yeah, it was shot with a human. I've seen that one. And
well, it just Han says the same. They say the same thing that he said to Greedo. You know, I get boarded. You know, even I get boarded. He said the same thing.
Yeah.
You know,
but Boba Fett was in there.
Okay, that was a cool part of it.
Yeah, you know, and seeing Boba Fett, you know, right there with Jabba, it just solidifies it. Boba Fett was Jabba's bitch. That's, you know, he was the number one bounty hunter, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, it was a lot of fun just you know, goofing around together watching the movie, you know, in person. We were playing off each other. It was fun. It could have been one of those things, you know, maybe we should have tried our hand at streaming, but we would have found out, hey, that's not gonna work because, well, we're in the hotel room and we were actually planning on streaming this as well, but the hotel is blocking the port and redirecting everything. It's just, no, we're just decided to record it. You know, we'll try and make it a fairly quick one, and we'll just do our thing. Do you have anything else that you would like to say about Star Wars?
No, not really. I mean, you pretty much covered it. It was a great movie to watch again. You know, I can watch it all the time.
Do you remember the time that we watched it in Spanish with the subtitles?
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
That was hilarious. That's something everyone should try. Watch it with the Spanish vocals dubbed over and English subtitles. You know, even though if you've watched Star Wars enough, you don't really need the English subtitles. But I'm a fan of watching movies with subtitles.
Yeah, this is how you learn a different language. You don't go to school or anything. You don't take a class. Watch a movie that you know, watch Star Wars in Spanish, or what else do they have? Do they have it in... I don't think we looked to see if it was anything else.
I think it's in French also.
Okay, I'd like to learn French.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to relearn French. And, you know, I took a couple of years in high school. I got decent, you know, at it. I'm sure I wouldn't have been very conversational if I'd gone in, like, just dropped in the middle of France and...
French fries.
But, yeah.
French dip.
Ah. This has been a fantastic trip. You know, I've now completely lost the show notes.
I'm sure we'll talk more about just different things that, you know, along the way that we traveled through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And posting pictures.
Yeah. Definitely.
And, you know, they do have, like, mountains in Texas, but they're, like, way west or something. And I'm in East Texas. All we have is trees. So I just love seeing the mountains.
Right here in Logan, we're so close to the baseline. It's...
They're right out the window.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, I can see mountains right out the window from my apartment, but, you know, we're even closer here. And these ones are like snow-capped and everything. It really is beautiful out here. This town is pretty fantastic. You know, it's almost like Trent and Judge Funky Boy, you know, and Dave and
the Kents.
Yeah, the Kents, you know, those guys know what they're doing. This is a pretty cool town.
Yeah. It's a good community.
It's a great place to watch Star Wars.
Yes.
And since we usually mention who starred in our flick picks, it was released in 1977, it was written and directed by George Lucas, starring Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Anthony Daniels, Kenny Baker, David Prowse,
the voice of James Earl Jones,
Alec Guinness,
the Millennium Falcon.
I'm blanking. Peter Mayhew. I am blanking on the Peter Cushing. There we go.
I was about to say that.
Yeah. Yep. One of my favorite movies of all time. Yeah. It's part of the franchise. Well, it is the franchise that developed my love of science fiction. So this one will always hold a special place in my heart.
It's no Buck Rogers, but you know, it's all right.
Whoa.
I'm kidding. You know I like Star Wars better than Buck Rogers.
Those be fighting words, my friend. Now we know who's going to end up dead on the roadside.
Well, it was good talking to everybody.
Just kidding. That is not an official threat.
You don't see the look in her eyes?
Oh, I'm trying to shoot lasers out of them.
Cyclops?
Yeah, something like that. Well, we want to say thanks to Brad Raven for the cover art, Judge Funky Boy for the theme, for hanging out with us, for just being an awesome friend, dude. You totally rock. Yeah, and I want to say thank you for listening, and thanks for Trent for not running away from the psychos who you know, at least one traveled 750 miles. I don't even want to try and guess how many miles you traveled because I don't know how many miles are between Dallas and Anaheim, but it's
like 1,500 or something.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, originally I was going to drive. It would have been 25 hours.
Oh my God. That would have been, even the 12-hour drive was difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or however, I don't remember. It was a long drive. You know, we basically got into the hotel room, checked in, passed out. But that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat.
And go watch Star Wars movies because it's Star Wars Day!
Take it away.
Awesome.
Midnight Movie Nights.